We've just had a big night here at the Glen Eagle Hotel at the launch of the 2024 East Kerry All-Stars, sponsored by the Aquila Club and the Kerryman newspaper. I'm delighted to be joined now by Kerryman sports editor Paul Brennan. Thanks, Paul, for joining me tonight.
Thanks, Michael.
Great night here. The matches start tomorrow evening in Rathmore with Rathmore v Kinmare, and with three first round games on Saturday. Glenfleth v Corran, Glenfleth, Listry v Guineaguilla and Guineaguilla, and Legion v Fossa is on in Fossa. Always a great competition, the O'Donoghue Cup, every year, Paul.
Absolutely, Michael, yeah. It's great to see it kicking off again this weekend, and doesn't get much bigger than Rathmore and Kinmare now to kick it off, and obviously we're hoping we'll have, you know, Paul Murphy and Shane Ryan and Sean Ishay and all these fellas, and Stephen O'Brien, obviously, who just announced his retirement from Kerry as well. So yeah, looking forward to results coming in over the weekend now, and on into the next rounds and that. So
yeah, hectic out here in East Kerry the next couple of weeks. Matches nearly every week now, and also on Sunday, of course, we got the county final between Dr. Crokes and Dingle in Tralee. You've been to plenty of county finals, Paul. What's your thoughts on this one?
Yeah, absolutely, Michael. It'll be interesting. Obviously, it'll be strange without East Kerry team been in a final, but that's the way it goes. Obviously Dingle took them out in the semi-final stage, so you know, Dingle certainly can't be written off in this game. It'll be a fascinating final, you know, two clubs, two really strong clubs. Obviously Dr. Crokes from the East Kerry board here as well. There'll be plenty of interest from Killarney, obviously, and beyond, I'm sure, and plenty of support for them. Obviously they won the county league, went unbeaten in the county league. They went on and won the county the senior club championship. And now they're going for the hat trick, if you like, with the county championship. So, of course, they've only lost one game all year, which happens to be against Dingle in the first round of that club championship. So, you know, there's lovely little subplots and little narratives kind of coming into some of these games. So, I mean, if you're asking me to call it, I think I'll have to sit in the fence in this one. To be honest, I suppose coming into the club championship, even though Dingle got relegated from the county league, but they were missing all their county players and a lot more fellas besides, I kind of had a sneaky feeling for Dingle in the championship, so I'm probably going to stick with that, even though form the Crokes would have to be the form team. But I mean, the Pat O'Shea is a mastermind on the sideline, as we all know. But just think, if Dingle, I suppose, I think they have the team, the players to do it, Michael, but maybe just psychologically they have to go and win a final, you know, they've lost a few.
It's been a long time since they won one, and did, yeah. So I'll be interested to see what happens Sunday. So a great weekend of football here in East Kerry and out throughout the county with a super county final, an intriguing one. And thanks again to Paul and the Kerryman for sponsoring our prestigious award night, which will come in January when the O'Donoghue Cup destination will be known by then. Thanks again to Paul for his time with me tonight. Thanks, Paul.
All right, that's all right, though.